Yeah, before we started doing this, we've been watching this movie. It's called The Devil All the Time. And
yeah.
If you like depressing romps, it's a great one.
I think the cat wants out, or maybe she just wants to meow. No, she just wanted to meow.
Typical cat.
So, should we get started right away?
Yeah, why not?
All right, this is Aggressive Couch 81, I think. I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, brother. All right, I'll start now. All right, welcome to Aggressive Couch 80. I'm Dave.
I'm Ron.
And welcome to Aggressive Couch 80.
Yeah. Hey, we're back, right?
Yeah, and so are the 80s. Actually, shouldn't the 90s be coming back now?
They are, sort of.
Yeah, it's on a 30-year cycle.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 90s sort of right now, but, you know, with this whole corona thing going on, like, nostalgia's not very popular this year.
I don't know. I've always heard that nostalgia is a sign of a dying society.
Yeah.
So whenever things are going bad, I start getting real nostalgic. I'm sure other people are the same way.
Yeah. Maybe. But yeah, there. I mean, 90s is, I guess, somewhat happening. But
yeah.
I don't think anyone cares, really.
All right. I see what she wants. She wants to get into the dresser. She wants to try on clothes. I have to lock her in here. If I don't, it's just going to be meow, 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 meow. Dum, 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 dum. Meow, meow, meow. Anyway, I've got a big jar or a big glass of Metamucil here.
That sounds like a very sexy drink for the evening.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It's supposed to make you more regular. I'm pretty regular as it is. But
you just can't get enough of regularity.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, the last time I had constipation, I thought I was going to, like, tear my asshole or something.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea. And if all it takes is, like, you know, 3 cents worth of generic brand non-sugar, it's not even Metamucil, it's like, I don't know, Futomucil or something.
Yeah.
The generic version. She has figured out how to open the drawers. Okay, kitty, I'll let you into this one. She wants into the drawer with the shorts, not the one with the t-shirts.
See, cats are always so picky. Dogs, they don't care at all. They'll just lay anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, so what's new with you?
Yeah, not too much. Just living my life, waiting for my test results to come back negative.
If you haven't gotten the test results back yet, they're probably negative.
Yeah. Well, that's what I figured. I mean, we weren't too, like, it was just more of, you know, precautionary more than anything.
Yeah, because they fast-track the people that they think actually have it.
Yeah.
That's why when Bill went in, he got his results, like, the very next morning.
Yeah.
Whereas when my Aunt Donna had her test done, it was like a week later. She's like, yeah, I could have been dead to this. By the time they tell me, it's like, well, yeah. I've actually been tested twice because I've donated blood twice.
Yeah.
And each time it came back negative.
Yeah, I'm more curious to see if I've actually had it before.
Yeah. Like, although they say the antibodies only stay in your system like 3 months.
Yeah. I'm curious, though. Maybe not. Who knows? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I've told this story probably on the couch that the flu was running around in right around the time COVID started.
Yeah.
And one guy at work was out for like 2 weeks. One guy was out for a week. Another guy was out for like 3 days. And I had like a runny nose and felt a little dizzy. So I went to bed early one day. Typical me. Everybody else gets it. And I get it too. But then it's like either it practically kills me or it doesn't even affect me. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, the one guy got tested and it was negative. And like I said, I've given blood twice since then. All right. Well, I had to let her out. She wanted to go lick herself somewhere else.
Yeah.
Cat play by play. The aggressive cat.
Cats. Just assholes. That's really what a cat is.
Yeah.
No. Now, our cat, my daughter's cat is missing currently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inside the house, do you think it escaped?
Escaped?
Yeah.
Yeah. Laura is like looking at me, like pointing at me, but I don't know about what.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so, El Cato Missingo.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere. I don't know. So that's all that's really happening here. How about you? What have you been up to?
I decided to try to track down one of my relatives. I knew that I had one cousin who got in trouble with the law, but I didn't know anything about it. But I finally found all the details.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know what he went to jail for in the 90s, presumably stalking. But that's what he went to jail for in the 2000s. Sentenced to 58 years for stalking and attempted murder.
That sounds like a blast.
Yeah. The thing is, this is a first cousin, but I've never met him. I've only met his mom like twice, and I met his brother once, I think. I'm not even sure. And the only people that could tell me would be like my mom and my great aunt, and they're both dead.
Yeah. So you're trying to track him down? And what?
Yeah, I was just curious about the details of the case and such.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, it took a while because I tried looking him up. Well, actually, I was looking up his mom. And I had to let the cat back in. I was actually looking up his mom just out of curiosity, and I couldn't find any record of her. Finally, instead of West Virginia, I put in Ohio. And yeah, there she was. It had no record of her in West Virginia. I guess she moved to Ohio a long time ago.
Yeah.
So anyway, I found out about that and about how the guy was actually stalking three different women at the same time.
All right. But, he was a busy fella.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of commitment to do that. I guess he didn't have a job.
I don't know.
I always wonder about things like that. If you're going to do that many people, there has got to be a system in place.
Yeah. Yeah, he tried to hire somebody to burn down the one woman's house. And
so was this recently that these charges came about?
About 20 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's got about 38 years of a sentence left to go, and he's in his 50s.
Yeah.
You'd think if he was going to be paroled, it would have been by now.
Yeah. I don't know. With, you know, stalking that many people.
Mm-hmm. And plus, I think he went to jail for the same thing in the 90s.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to... I mean, it's bad enough to stalk one person, but if you're multiple people, that's definitely dedication to it.
Yeah. Oh, I guess he's into polygamy.
Yeah.
So while we're talking, and obviously he was stalking women, so that brings me to guitar rock.
They kind of go hand in hand sometimes, don't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's pretty much the definition of toxic masculinity, isn't it?
What, guitar rock?
Or stalking.
Yeah. I guess if you're going to get... Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that's like one of the first points I wanted to make. Guitar rock's not as big as it used to be. And why is that? The first thing that comes to mind for me is that toxic masculinity is kind of being covered by country and western and rap music right now. So... You don't need to listen to Wasp.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't... Yeah, that's very odd because... well, there is sort... Well, are you, what kind of guitar rock are you talking about? Just like... Just in general?
Yeah, I'm talking about everything from classic rock, guitar pop like Huey Lewis, and obviously hair metal. You still hear like guitar based music, but it's no longer like dominant.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not in the mainstream.
Yeah. I mean, nothing ever really goes away. I mean, there's still people doing like scat singing, which was popular in the 1920s, you know?
Yeah.
There's people still playing folk that was popular in the 1850s. These things never really go away. Hell, you can go to the Renaissance fair. Renaissance music. Music never really goes away, but it's just, it's evolved, and it's kind of evolved away from guitar.
Well, you know, speaking of never going away in music, you know, AC/DC has a new album out.
Yep.
And
I was afraid it was going to be with Axl Rose, but no, they got back together with Scott Johnson or whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, you should know this. It's Brian Johnson, everybody.
Oh. No, I don't. I get them all confused.
But I'm sure you haven't heard the new single, have you?
No, I did listen to it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, because I was going to say, if you didn't, I'm sure you could imagine what it sounds like.
Yeah, I would say a kind of a return to form. You know, when you buy AC/DC, you know what you're getting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I actually think that's a good thing.
You know, and I do. I completely agree with you on that because, you know, I will give them that. Like when I heard the song, I was like, well, for one, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But two, I think they're just they're very genuine about it.
Yeah.
It's like we just, because when they have them on like those weird award shows or you see them, it's like the only thing they want to talk about is like, let's just play rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so embedded in them. So I feel like it's genuine. But what makes it worse is if you've seen the new video with the new single, I think Agnes Young should stop trying to move around like the schoolboy. Because he's not moving so fast these days.
Yeah.
And everyone, we accept that, hey, we're happy that you can play, Agnes. But my God, you don't have to do the whole schoolboy thing anymore. Everyone will accept that you're older and can't do it.
Yeah.
Now it almost looks like he's sad and like pandering for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking there's no way he's probably thankful that this damn Corona shit's going on, because probably thinking, can you imagine I'd have to do this for an hour and a half every night on store?
Yeah.
My hips are killing me, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't. I mean, they obviously released an album, and there's going to be some interest in it. So
mm-hmm. That's another thing, is they're still putting out albums. How many people are, you know, guitar rockers that don't put out new albums? They don't put out any new material.
But how would you know? Because you may not hear it on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, it may be online.
Yeah.
The audience may not be quite as big because it's like a very niche. But I think with almost anybody, you have to do some research now, because they could have their little corner of the internet. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, it's also like we were talking about the Smithereens, and they asked like the guitar player, like, you know, how come, you know, they put out like an album of original material in 2011. It's like, well, how come it took you from like 1999 to 2011 to put out an album of original material? It's like, well, the label wouldn't return our calls. But that's, you know, so we called and said, we want to do an album of original material. No one would, they wouldn't talk to us. You know, we said, we'll do an album of Beatles covers. They're like, oh, when can you start? So that's why they did like three albums of covers of other people's music before they did an original album. It's because that's the only record label that would talk to them, wanted them to do covers.
That's shitty, but I guess if you're, you know, if you're them, it's a paying gig.
Yeah.
And it keeps you working. So how can you, that sucks when you have to make that artistic choice, I guess, uh-huh. But artistic versus being able to eat is helpful too.
Yeah.
Because your artistic vision only gets you so far, I guess.
Yeah. The other thing that I've said several times is, you know, who out there today is better than Nirvana, or even as good as Nirvana? You know, who out there today is as good as The Who or The Beatles? I mean, maybe rock and roll has gone as far as it can go.
Yeah, or it's slowly evolving like everything else.
Yeah.
And morphs into something else.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people are still doing new things with the blues, but by and large, it's established, and it is what it is. Anything you do is going to be derivative of somebody already out there.
Yeah.
It's hard to do anything truly original in blues. And even if you do something that you think is original, it's just because you haven't heard all the blues that's out there already. So you end up mixing it with a different genre, which is still creative, or you end up just saying, all right, I'm going to be derivative. It's like, yeah, I might sound like B.B. King, but he's dead.
Yeah. Or it could be, you know, it's also the internet as well, because, you know, coming up now or 20 years ago, even in the dawn of it, you know, just putting your content out online, and you can always narrow cast to an audience easier.
Yeah.
And there's always that kind of like fast track, I guess, the fame. Maybe like some kind of fame. It doesn't have to be like multi, you know, country success or something like that. But
yeah,
whatever. If you're going to measure in likes or views or whatever, it's like that. So there's no more. I mean, there is still, but I think there's a lot less people taking that path where you just have to try and grind it out as an artist. You actually, you know, you want to get there faster.
Mm-hmm.
But then grinding it out has its own learning experiences and makes you a better musician.
Mm-hmm.
Playing all those shitty gigs, especially if you're really working to get to that next level, and any performer, doing all those shitty gigs add up to something eventually.
Yeah.
Just all kind of ingredients for the recipe.
Yeah.
There is some value in the play. If you're really working as a band over and over, there is really some value. It doesn't feel like it at the time, but only playing for 15 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we haven't practiced since like August, and the other band members are starting to get the itch. I'm like, have you seen the corona numbers? Yeah. I ain't leaving this fucking house.
It's going to be a fun winter, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine, because so many people are going to ignore it for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Because everyone would say, let's put our throats together.
Yeah. I don't know. Those people kind of deserve it. I mean, I feel sorry for them, really.
Yeah, it's a really odd time.
Yeah.
I was just telling somebody recently, it's like, it just feels like that time. Like it's almost a reset. It almost feels like that time right in March, or where was it? February or March, wherever. Right when they finally like, oh, we got to do something. Like when Trump came on and made that finally press conference, like, oh yeah, this is real type shit.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of feels like that time right before that specific event.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, because it's not, there seems to be more people out, even though it's, you can definitely tell people are not, but it still seems like there's too many people out doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the only scientific evidence I have to back that up is my own two eyes.
Yeah. I don't know that we've turned a corner, but at least I'm feeling hopeful. I mean, Fauci's saying that we could have a vaccine in April. I doubt it. I mean, that's like best case scenario. We could have a vaccine in April, ready to go out nationally. But I'm thinking it's probably going to be more like August. And even then, it's only going to go to first responders and the elderly.
Yeah.
So it's probably got at least another year of this.
Yeah. Stop reminding all of us.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is it's like, at least I think I see the light at the end of the tunnel, instead of thinking it's going to be 4 more years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've gone from at least 4 more years of this shit to we probably only got like another year or two of this shit. So I'm optimistic. So I guess we're on our next topic, which things we're thankful for this year.
We're still alive, so I guess that counts for something.
Yeah, the first thing I wrote, no one I know has died so far. Known plenty of people who've had it. Plenty of friends of friends have died, but no one I know personally all that well has died.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I had an uncle that passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow. I guess, I don't know how you classify it. He was like he was an uncle-in-law because he was married to my aunt. And then they got divorced, but then they still had a good relationship. But I don't know. But anyway, I went to that. So
yeah.
So I mean, it wasn't a lot of fun. I mean, I got some material out of it, but
yeah.
I mean, he was like almost 80. So I mean, no one was like, "Oh, we're surprised."
Yeah.
And he was dealing with cancer and stuff. He was in He was in Nam, and I think he was exposed to Agent Orange as well. Seems like a fun place to be, or what, or to be, I guess. So I don't know where I was going with that, but that's what I was saying.
Yeah. All right. Do you have, I mean, like, what are you thankful for? I mean, I did one off my list.
Well, I would just definitely say that, you know, still kicking and stuff. I'm getting better. I'm thankful I'm getting better as a comic. I keep improving, so that's good. Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I mean, things could always be, I guess, a lot worse, I guess, if I'm going to be the optimistic one. I mean, it could always be worse.
Yeah. Right. I'm still glad I changed jobs. That's about a year ago.
Yeah.
And that was 100% the right thing to do.
Yeah, that's good. You think it would have been, it was just, you would have been working from home if you were still at the other place?
No, I would be working in the office.
Yeah.
For a long time, they were actually alternating. So one guy was going in the morning, the other guy in the evening.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, they replaced me, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would not have been fun. Because, I mean, that equipment, they have test equipment that costs more than my house. So
yeah.
They're not going to let you bring that home.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I spilled something on this again.
Yeah.
That's normally what happened.
Yeah.
I definitely have something we can talk about after this. After okay. This, though.
Is that the only thing you had? I have a few other things.
I would say just to save time instead of going. I mean, I know we're doing this for time, but in order to avoid redundancy, I don't know. I would say I'm just, for me, just overall this year, if I'm saying thankful, I just be happy that, you know, alive and it could be worse and, you know, here I am. Hopefully this fucking next year will be fucking better.
Yeah. All right, I'll go over the rest of my list. My car that I was working on since February.
Yeah.
It started. I actually did it right. The engine didn't totally fucking grenade all over the garage floor.
That's good.
Yeah, I drove it to the gas station. I just need to get it inspected. I'm waiting until I get another paycheck or so.
Yeah.
it might need some stuff. And then I got another car that needs inspected too.
Yeah.
Let's see. Physically, I'm in excellent shape. I've been doing push-ups and sit-ups and in addition to all the walking.
Okay.
Yeah, after I threw my back out, I decided it's like, well, you know, if you throw your back out picking up something heavy, that's one thing. But if you're picking up your underwear and you're throwing your back out, your back is very weak. And the way to avoid doing it again, strengthen it by doing sit-ups and push-ups.
Is that just some like kind of weird flex that you're trying to tell anybody who listens to this that you're working out?
Flex?
Yes. You know, well, show off, Dave.
Well, I mean, my arms are... Yeah, it's not like I'm pumped. I mean, doing 20 push-ups is not the same as, like, doing, like, 100 one-arm push-ups. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that physically, I'm in very good condition. But it's like golf body, you know?
Yeah.
I've still got the muffin top. That's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a lot worse, though.
Yeah. And the last thing is that my band is still together.
Yeah.
We haven't done anything since August. Probably won't do anything for another 3 months, but hey, we're still together.
Yeah. You haven't tried to do a Zoom practice?
No.
Yeah.
I've been practicing with a drum machine, but
yeah. Yeah, it's tough because you either I don't know, I guess, I mean, with comedy, you know, people do like Zoom mics, but I don't, is there like Zoom music mics, I guess? Probably.
Yeah, probably. The thing is, we would still have to get together in person.
Yeah.
It's like, let's just wait it out a little while longer. For God's sakes, I don't want to die like 3 weeks before they come up with a vaccine, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and plus the other thing, no one's really doing shows either.
Yeah. So we could stream stuff, but, you know, we are probably going to put out a single in December.
Yeah.
Because we've already got them recorded. I just have to do the final mix and then master it. Yeah, so we're going to put out Lobotomy by the Ramones.
Yeah. And you're going to do that in December.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah.
All right, so what's your topic?
I was just going to say, can you explain to me why no one can get Zoom calls right? And what I mean by that, like, you know, that Jeffrey Toobin guy, he just finally got fired from CNN or whatever. Then there was a week or two, or a couple weeks ago, I guess there was some conference call with Baltimore City, and some guy got caught doing, he was watching porn or something. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it just astound you that no one can get a video conference call right?
Yeah.
Understand to put it on mute, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
It astounds me that still happens.
Mm-hmm.
But it still astounds me that people fall for like email phishing scams too. Does that surprise you at all, or is it really?
I don't know. I mean, it's something new. People aren't really sure what to do with it. So it's not surprising. The people who fall for it is surprising. Certainly one thing, you know, like with spam, I don't know how many times I've seen like, oh, it's Facebook. Facebook says that someone tried to log into your account. Like, why are you misspelling it? Is it like some sort of, you know, is your conscience stopping you from spelling it correctly? Is this some sort of legal thing? So you can say, oh, no, they voluntarily gave me their information because it clearly said Facebook.
Hey, you never know. Maybe they're doing them a solid. They don't want to besmirch the good name of Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, we're pulling a scam, but we don't want to make you guys look too bad. So
Yeah, but I seem to get one of those almost every week, or where they just misspell something obvious. Yeah.
Maybe I'm just surprised people actually check their email, because I never do.
Yeah. I check mine all the time. It's kind of a compulsive thing. It gives me a notice when I've got an email. I don't have to do that. I just like doing it.
No, I'm terrible at checking emails because I never do.
Yeah.
Admittedly, I am pretty good about checking it for my stuff I'm doing for comedy, because that's important to me. But everything else, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, never email anything important because I'll probably never get to it.
Yeah. One thing with me is it's just like, why do I check Facebook all the time? I hardly spend any time on it.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, I like to just, I'm sitting there clicking through stuff, trying to find something to do. And Facebook has almost always changed, even though it's just showing me different ads. Oh, what ads do we have this hour?
It's whatever you were talking about in that last hour.
Yeah.
I remember when I mentioned that garden hose I wanted to buy. Oh, look, there it is.
Yeah. I do not have it on my phone for that reason. I mean, if you want to get, if like trying to contact my band members on Facebook and they all use Facebook Messenger and I'm like, no. I log into the website and I log into the desktop website on my phone. So I can get the messages, but that's it. I will not look at Facebook on my phone at all.
Yeah.
And I will not give it any permissions because it, if it's running in a browser window, it can't access your microphone.
Yeah.
So it can't hear me. Now, it does know what I type in, but I've got, like, script block and ad block and all sorts of things. So, there's maybe a 5% chance the government knows more about me than Google and Facebook do.
Yeah.
Well, most people, corporations know far more about you than and people are okay with that. It's like, oh, I don't want the government knowing my habits, but Facebook knows everything about you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what that one they were collecting all the Facebook data or something.
Yeah,
and. They had like 5,000 points of data on like hundreds of millions of people, I believe.
Yeah.
It's something astounding like that. 5,000 data points on everything. And that's crazy for someone to have all that data. And, I mean, what are you going to do with it besides the obvious?
Yeah, we'll mine it for fortune-telling purposes.
Yeah.
We'll write custom fortune cookies.
Well, and it is our fault, too, because, we, everyone blindly does say yes to those user agreements.
Yeah.
Because does anyone read them?
Yeah.
Probably what? Not even a percent of the people.
And then they can change it at any time.
Yeah. And it goes like that for games or anything electronic. It's like, do you agree to the end user agreement? And it's 18 pages. Like, fuck yeah, because I don't want to read that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, there are legal limits. You cannot legally give away certain rights, even if they say that you gave it away. You still have the right to sue, even if you legally give away your right to sue. It becomes very difficult for you to do so.
That's why I live by a set of circus laws.
Yeah.
By circus laws, you can do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think it comes back. It's the same thing like with people exposing themselves on during conference calls. Yeah, because I don't know anything about that.
What, exposing yourself on conference calls?
No, about Tubin. In fact, I didn't even know who he was.
Yeah, he's like a lawyer and an analyst for CNN, and apparently got caught jerking off on a conference call.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took him like a couple of weeks, but they fired him.
Yeah.
But I just find it astounding that that's the one thing people, I don't know, people just blindly don't think about it or.
Yeah. I mean, what was the conference call about?
I don't know. It was just a normal conference call, and he's like yanking it.
Yeah.
And you always, you know, people are like, oh, I didn't know this was, it's like, shouldn't you know? Like, I would think if you, there's a part of me that thinks that they do know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because how could you not? And if yeah. you, I think if you're in just a normal person,
mm-hmm.
I think you would say to yourself, hey, if I'm going to rub one out during a conference call, I probably want to make sure the video and the audio is off.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying is that someone is, I think there's a little, there's some lying going on there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've had discussions with certain people who listen to this podcast about like, oh, those people can't hear us or they can't see us or this or that. It's like, yes, other people can hear what you say. So, yeah, I'm overly cautious about those things. And I know I'm the one person who would end up caught doing it, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, it's like when Zoom opens up, you know, the first thing I always make sure to check is make sure my audio is muted and my video is off.
Yeah. Well, on this computer, I've actually got a piece of tape over the camera.
Yeah.
And on my work computer, I leave it closed. I mean, I've got two monitors set up. I don't need the little tiny, it's got like it's a PowerBook or whatever. So it's got like a 12-inch screen. It's higher resolution than my two big monitors, but I can't see that fucking thing.
Hold on. I got to open the door for Laura.
Oh.
You're talking about your monitors?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't see the fucking monitor. It's too small.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think in Baltimore, what happened there is like someone was actually having sex in the background, mm-hmm. something like that. Like they had their computer on and stuff like that. It's like, I don't know. I still think like if you're going that far, maybe they forgot. But on one hand, I think there's some suspicion there. I don't buy it.
Yeah, just the fear of getting caught is an aphrodisiac.
Yeah. Because I think people go nuts and then they don't think that, well, you know, maybe, you know, they're like sex mad or something.
Yeah.
You know, they can't get it out. It's like, I got to. It's just burning me up inside, flipping out. And that type of stuff happens. I don't know. Maybe.
So, do you have a movie review for us?
Yeah, actually, I watched this movie last night on Amazon Prime called Fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone's seen my Instagram stories and things from last night and even today, there has been some little clips here and there of the movie. And the movie is about this couple. They're married, but a couple, they're together, and they're having some issues. So they decide to go visit a sex therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And the sex therapist is a... he's got alternative methods.
Mm-hmm.
And so they bring him in and some interesting things happen because, you know, they're trying to figure each other out and they has them playing games. And some of it's kind of funny because they're supposed to watch porn together one night.
Mm-hmm.
And they try and watch it, but then it just it goes bad. And that's kind of funny, but then I have some other issues. But I have to say, one of my favorite scenes in the movie was, I will have to say, it was the therapy scene. The group therapy scene. It was like the gift that kept on giving. That's what I can say about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't meant to be funny, but I mean, it was funny to me. But because it is supposed to be like somewhat of a dramedy. But when the one guy tells you that he's into necrophilia,
mm-hmm.
It's like, this is gonna be tasty probably the rest of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure though if I want to give away the big spoiler for the movie though.
Mm-hmm. No one's gonna watch it.
Well, they find out the couple that's together, the guy like found out that he wasn't in the bondage or like pegging, which like hello, that would have made sense.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, "Well, I'm not attracted to this sexual form." And that's when they take up into that group, and there's people in the group are like laying down like crazy ass shit, you know,
mm-hmm.
the necrophilia that they're into, and but it's nice because within this group they support each other, because as soon as the guy says that he likes banging dead people, there's a nice lady that steps up that says, "You know, sir, I would fuck you, and I'll just lay still and let you do me."
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell her compassion was sincere and honest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, to do that for somebody, that does take a big heart. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
So what's that? Listen, I'm into fucking dead people. And you say, you know, instead of going out and trying to get a corpse, I'll just lay there sometimes and take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll sit in the walk-in freezer for a few hours. Nice and cold.
But, so it turns out what he was into... into things bigger than he is, like buildings. He's into tall buildings. And so he wanted to have sex with the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure a lot of people know that's not convenient.
No.
But, what Dave, I can tell you what makes this movie so great is it's about positivity.
Yeah.
Because the group of heathens get together and they build a little city for this guy and his wife, a cardboard downtown with skyscrapers. And I mean, they went to pretty good lengths because they had buildings of all height. They had a big, tall one.
Mm-hmm.
That way his wife could get into it and he could, you know, fuck her from behind. It was such a loving moment.
Yeah.
Positivity. I mean, I know I just ruined the end of the movie, but...
Well, again, I mean, no one's going to watch it, so...
Yeah.
It actually, giving away the ending, it might get people to watch it.
Yeah. And that's actually how the movie ends.
Yeah.
It just ends like that. It's like... It just ends like, really? You're not going to let... There's no resolution? I mean, we got to know what's happening. At least I want at least a 3 to 6 month picture of what happened after that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just left a lot of questions.
Well, they left it open for the sequel.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's another person in the group, and she was into, I forget what it was called, but her fetish is she's into being a piece of furniture. Mm-hmm. And just having stuff placed on her and her holding it.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great about that is like the therapist steps up and is like, oh, it's like, hey, you doing anything like on this date? Me and my wife, we're having a dinner party. Why don't you come over? And we're having some friends over. You'll be at the table. We'll eat off you. And she's like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, for who? Like, so that just tells you that therapist is into some freaky shit.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's, you know, how many of these fetishes were real? How much of it was like G-rated fetishes?
Yeah, there could have been more fetishes. Or maybe there were. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Maybe the script supervisors on set. It's like, Jesus, you can't have this on film. I mean, it's illegal in 35 countries.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, you're allowed to have your, you know, fetishes or fantasies.
Yeah.
I mean, if it gets to the point where you can't have regular sex without it. I don't know. I try not to be judgmental. It's because you are. Everybody is.
But you never know. But I will say that movie overall,
mm-hmm.
it's not bad. And it teeters. It's definitely 3.5 stars, maybe 4.
Yeah.
Depending on how you're feeling on the night or go into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, it tries to be sexy, but in the end, it's really not.
Yeah.
But there are, like, for someone as myself that can enjoy awkward moments and weird just situations, this movie is full of them. And if you pick up on them, they're magnificent.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like awkward moments. I don't like parts with people in them.
Because when the guy says like he's in the necrophilia, they go back. There's a shot of the couple that the therapist brought, that the guy, you know, that the guy's having all the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a shot of them just looking at each other. And he has this look on his face. It's actually very good acting because he looks at her and just shakes his head a little like, don't fucking say anything. Don't say anything. That made me feel really good.
Mm-hmm. I pretty much guarantee that Michelle's going to watch this movie now.
Yeah. It's called Fantasy on Amazon Prime. But yeah, it's definitely worth checking out. Yeah, like this movie that I'm watching now, this finally got around to watching The Devil All the Time.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good, but like I said, if you like a depressing romp, it's for you. Yeah, so.
I wish I liked movies.
I kind of. There is. The hardest thing about movies currently is that it's easy, because there's so many options, it's easy to get caught up in just like watching what you always watch,
mm-hmm.
or become comfortable with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there is. There is a lot of like gems out there, but it's just sometimes you have to find them on these surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of cool because I know there's a lot of crap out there, but what's nice about like these companies, just because they need content, is they're willing to take chances too.
Yeah.
It's like, here, well, at least we'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it misses. I mean, a lot of times, yes, it misses. But when it hits, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Have you ever watched any of the fan-made movies?
No. Well, yeah. Like on YouTube and stuff, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, here and there. I've seen pieces. I thought you were going to reference one in general.
No. No, I was just wondering, because that's something that this one podcast always talks about. You can guess which one, because I only listen to one other podcast.
Yeah.
We're talking about, like, you know, there was a He-Man, Masters of the Universe fan film. And there was a Gem and the Holograms fan film, a Ghostbusters fan film. Wow, that's great. It's like, we have to judge these things kind of on a curve. You know, you're not going to be getting quality acting. But the whole idea is, like, did they get the idea across, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine with a real budget and real actors and, you know, a script that was punched up, would this have been a good movie? Was it a good idea for a good movie?
Yeah.
And a lot of times the answer is, yeah, you know, sometimes no.
Yeah. What's cool... like fan films, I don't know. I kind of stay away from stuff like that because, you know, that's almost like tribute bands. I'm not really big in the tribute bands. Mm-hmm. Like I get it, but then on one hand I get it, but on the other hand it's like I don't.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess maybe if you could never see the original, but then, like, for me, if I was seeing a tribute band on purpose, I'd be like, okay. And not bad, I guess, but it's. Mm-hmm. It's still not the same.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know where I'm going with this. Yeah, I don't even know where I was going with that.
Yeah, I have no interest of being in a cover band and a tribute band. That's like kind of like the worst. It might be actually some fun, but I couldn't imagine doing it very often. You know,
yeah.
If you're already in like a real band and you decide, it's like, oh yeah, we're going to form like a Ramones band on the side. That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
But to just say, oh yeah, we're going to be like a Ramones tribute act. And this is going to, we're going to get the right haircuts. We're going to get the exact right style of equipment. And, you know, as opposed to just like when we did the Ramones, you were there. I just got one of my white guitars. Close enough. And then instead of using the Fender preset on my cheap, shitty amp, I used the Marshall preset.
Yeah.
That's really, I mean, how close do you have to get it to entertain people? I mean, I don't really go for the whole trying to clone it.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen one tribute band once, and that was, like, by mistake. It wasn't on purpose, and that was that Back in Black band.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they sound like AC/DC, and they look like AC/DC.
Yeah, I mean, I might, if I was just looking for something to do, I would go to something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd go out of my way to see a tribute act. I know No Means No used to do that. They would get in costume and go play the Ramones songs.
Yeah.
But even then, it was still No Means No.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's kind of fun, though, too. It's not like we're here tribute. Yeah. And it's usually the most awful bands, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's... Yeah.
Pantera. I know a guy in a Pantera cover band.
Yeah. They gotta be fun shows.
Yeah. Talk about toxic masculinity.
Yeah.
One of the bands that turned me off from metal, like, permanently.
Yeah, you know, there's... Well, when bands were touring still, like, the tourist in was... actually bringing in like a lot of like a lot of old metal acts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like really old, and like even like thrash bands.
Yeah.
I think at one point, like SOD was back.
Yeah.
And I was like, who?
You know, I got in an argument with that guy online.
Which guy?
The singer.
From SOD?
Yeah.
About?
About the Ramones. He was saying, like, well, now that the Ramones have retired, punk rock is dead. And the whole point was like, who cares? Who are you anyway? Like, besides, and as I said before, genres never die. It might go out of fashion, but, you know, there's always going to be somebody out there playing swing music.
Yeah, because they just love it with all their heart.
Yeah. And in a way, it's a lot of times it's just derivative, but those people are lovers of it. They're really into it. So yeah. It's a mixed bag. It can be way better. And also, you're getting kind of like the filtered version. You're not, when you, they were doing it raw, they didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah.
When they were creating the genre, so they ended up with a lot of albums that had a lot of bad songs on them. Well, you see these bands now, it's like, nope, you're just getting like concentrated funk or concentrated ska.
Well, I can remember seeing on like some comment section for like the Masked Intruder. I was on YouTube looking at a Masked Intruder video.
Yeah.
And I just remember like one of the, scrolling down, the first comment was, or second, or maybe it was second or third or whatever, but the guy is like, how is this, can't be punk, because punk means fighting the law and mm-hmm. winning, not this.
Yeah.
Like he was just mad because they mentioned in the song that he tries to fight the law, but you know, like the law won, like yeah. the original song, but you know, but the point of the song. But it's just funny to have someone out there complaining about it from that angle.
Yeah.
This punk. This isn't punk.
Look, if we're punk, anybody can be punk.
Yeah, there's still people that argue that.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Damn kids. Yeah, I had to take that. It was Tabitha. Once again, my agent is failing me.
Maybe you could hide and change your name.
Yeah.
I think I remember reading that somewhere. Like, you know, a bad parent will, like, change their name and move out of state. Just like leave the kids at home.
It happens, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like asking a crowd, like, you know, say, hey, let's give it up for all the single dads
mm-hmm.
for having the courage to leave their families. People tend to like that.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I've been told. I don't know, man. What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I guess it's okay if this is a little short.
Probably, I guess. I mean, we have, what, 3 listeners?
Yeah. I think we're up to like 7. The thing is, it's harder and harder and harder to break in. So.
It's crazy, man. All right. Well, I don't have anything else.
Yeah. I think it's probably just under an hour after I got done cutting it. Maybe we'll put in some music.
Yeah,
dancing gnomes.
One, yeah. What? Laura's like telling me, she's like, there's a space launch going on right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I did not know.
Yeah, maybe next month you can review Elf Bowling, the movie.
Yeah.
If it's not actually, usually those movies, it's like they have a movie and then it's like, well, we'll make your movie, but it had, and then we have this Elf Bowling property. You have to rewrite your movie to be about Elf Bowling. So they put in like one scene of Elf Bowling. Just kind of shoehorn it into this other script that they already had. I'm guessing that's what happened with that one. I'm not going to look it up to find out.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it even matters that much.
Yeah, maybe for a while there, I was reviewing movies on the site that I had never seen. Maybe I'll do that again next month. I'll just look at a few preview pictures for Elf Bowling and review it based on that.
Yeah. And maybe if I come across a weird title or something, I'll send it to you too.
Yeah.
That could be fun. Yeah, like I said, this movie I'm watching now is like, man, it's, if you like a lot of death, it's definitely the movie to watch.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it's almost time for us to order the pizza, so.
All right.
All right, I guess this was Couch 80. I'm Dave.
And I'm Ron.
And I'll see you next time on the couch.
Bye. Order the pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm probably going to get the same toppings I always get.
Yeah. Always the same?
Almost always. Yeah, I mean, this one place they have a, it's a white pizza with chicken and like General Tso's chicken sauce.
Yeah.
The Chinese pizza. And it is really good.
Yeah.
It's better than the regular pizza. It's better than, because, I mean, it's not the best pizza place ever. I mean, I give them like a B, maybe a B minus, but they're right around the corner. So the pizza is always like fresh from the oven, and freshness counts for a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, good pizza that's been in somebody's car for half an hour is not going to be as good.
Yeah. Yeah. We love our little pizza shop right down the road in Goldsboro.
Yeah.
They're good. They actually make their own bread and stuff.
Yeah. I guess these people do. I mean, it's not a chain.
Yeah.
Although there was a Pizza Hut. It's closed now. Damn, every once in a while you just, ugh. Their entire menu is shit, but their breadsticks was like, I mean, their pizzas weren't bad, but they weren't good. It's, you know, you can get better pizza for less money from the place across the street, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's at, I don't know that I've ever had a bad pizza.
Nah, I've had some bad frozen pizza.
I love frozen pizza. Even like the really cheap cardboard pizza. Oh my God. As long as you get it through your head that it's not really pizza, it's great.
Yeah, we used to, when County Market was still open on 30,
mm-hmm.
me and Laura would go there after work, and like one of our staples we would go get their frozen pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
And those things were so good, especially when you're eating them at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. And microwave it even though it's not microwavable.
No, we wouldn't microwave them. That's nasty.
As long as it's hot. I did find that if you microwaved it and then put it in the toaster oven and just crisped it up,
yeah,
then you could cook it in like less than half the time. As long as it's not a rising crust, you know?
Yeah.
And it wasn't quite as good as if you had just cooked it in the toaster oven, but it was good. It was crispy. It wasn't soggy. But yeah, I mean, I would just nuke it. Just eat it straight out of the microwave. Where you almost have to eat the pizza with a spoon.
Yeah.
Again, once you get it through your head that it's not really pizza, it's fine.
Yeah, that's usually a recipe for good food. Just get it out of your mind that it's not actually food.
Just accept it for what it is.
Some kind of, or some kind of chemically made preservative.
Preservatives are good for you.
This may or may not be meat. That's meat substitute.
Yeah. Oh, God. Last weekend I ordered a veggie burger and almost put bacon on it. And then it dawned on me, like, how come they allow you to put bacon on a veggie burger?
That is ridiculous. Well, I guess if you're watching calories.
Yeah, but I don't know that the veggie burger has that many fewer calories. I mean, I'm just trying to cut back on the red meat, you know? Yeah. Of course, it's pork. It's not red meat.
Yeah.
But still, it is silly.
Yeah. All right, I got to go piss, actually.
All right. Well, we got like an extra minute's worth of material. Something to put on the front of the couch.
Yeah, why not?
All right. So I guess I'll talk to you in a month.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.